You're listening to Radigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Radigan.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Radigan's Rockcast. So welcome if you're listening from Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, WNYO, wherever. I'm glad that you're on. So for today's edition, we're going to be talking about a rock group called Little Feat that was big in the 1970s. This edition is actually dedicated to my father because he's the one that got me into this group. Little Feat is a band that was formed by Lowell George, who was the leader of the group, and sadly passed away in 1979 due to, well, a life of living rock and roll. I really didn't know who these guys were until like 2 years ago, until my father was talking about them, and I think it's possible. I forget exactly how, but I think it was because the guitar player Paul Barrere died at that time. And I think my father was, playing some songs for me or just telling me a little bit about them. And I never heard of them before. And I just assumed they were like just the obscure group of the 70s, which in some ways they were. I mean, they were not an independent group because they were, brought by Warner Brothers. So that was a major label. So they wouldn't be considered an independent group. They didn't have as much mainstream stuff, music, almost like the Grateful Dead in the sense that they had more of like a cult following than, and all that stuff. Some people compare Lowell George to like Jerry Garcia as a leader in a sense, and especially lifestyle wise as well. But also too, the thing about Lowell George that's actually a connection with the Grateful Dead is that he produced their 1978 album Shakedown Street, which I didn't know until a few months ago. This was all from what my father told me, because my father's a huge fan of this group. And I thought, why not give them, check them out a little bit. While I was going away to Oswego, when my father took me up, we were playing a bunch of Little Feat songs. He was introducing me to a lot of them. And, in these past few weeks of being at the school, I've been listening to them basically like nonstop. And they're definitely something. Yeah, they've definitely got some good songs. So I thought today we would dedicate this edition to their 1974 album Feats Don't Fail Me Now, which has probably been one of my favorite albums of theirs that I've listened to so far, and all that. Why don't we get into talking about it? So a little bit of a backstory of the group before we go a little bit more into the album actually is Little Feat. So Lowell George was in the 1960s played with a group called The Factory. Then he played with the famous Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, formed Little Feat with Bill Payne, and the original lineup was him, Bill Payne, Richie Hayward, and Roy Estrada, and apparently they got the name of Little Feat because the drummer of the drummer of the Mothers of Invention, Jimmy Carl, made fun of Little George's feet. He said he had a little feet. So, and the interesting thing is the spelling of how they do feet is instead of F-E-E-T, they do F-E-A-T, as in in homage to the Beatles, how the Beatles, instead of saying, of using it as the bug of the Beatles, they did the beat. So that's how, with feet, and that's, it's a clever wordplay thing. So Feats Don't Fail Me Now was their fourth album, and they weren't, like I said, they didn't have as much success commercially. They weren't as big as, other groups at that time that was in the circle with them. But they had three albums, didn't sell well. The label was seeing what they would do with them. In order to make ends meet, they did start doing some session work and did some backing music and stuff, because they were professional musicians in that sense. They decided to, they went their separate ways for a little bit after their album Dixie Chicken. And then they, you know, went back into the studio. They recorded it in, outside of Baltimore at Blue Seas Recording Studio. They did it apparently very quickly. They were able to get the audio right and make it that really great sound. The lineup, of course, for the band was, of course, Lowell George, Bill Payne. Bill Payne was on keyboards. Of course, Lowell George was on vocals and guitar because he was known for being a great guitar player as well. We had Richie Hayward on drums. Kenny Grandy on bass. Sam Clayton on percussion, and Paul Baran on guitar. It started out first with Roy Estrada on bass. And then, in the first two albums, and then, Kenny Grandy replaced him, and then, Sam Clayton and Paul Bure were added to the band as well. So the thing that's really cool about this album is just the funk, the rock, just all put in together, and the R&B too, the blues as well. The blues, rock, funk, all that stuff, all mixed together and all that. The album's cover was done by a guy named Neon Parks, who did actually most of the band's album work. He does an interesting kind of covers in that sense. He makes, very artistic, very creative and outside the box. The album cover for this is actually very interesting. It's like lightning and like thunder, and it's on a hill. It's on like a steep mountain with lightning, and I think like it looks like George Washington's in the car, the blue car that they have painted in. It's a cool cover. It was actually their first album to make it on the Billboard 200, and it made 36. So it got them a little bit of chart success with this album and all that stuff. And this definitely has some great essential tracks, which we will get into at the moment, which is right now we've got how the album starts is Rock and Roll Doctor. So let's just talk a little bit about that. The song's about a guy who's got 2 degrees in bebop, a PhD in swing, and a master of rhythm, and a rock and roll king. It's just the beginning works so well too. The guitar playing, the electric guitar playing, and then how it just kicks in with the drums, and then like Lowell George's slow voice, and going into a line, there was a woman in Georgia that didn't feel just right. She had fever all day and chills at night. And the way, it just transitions and it's so slow and you got that, funk grooving and all that, it's just really, really, something, there. That works pretty well. It was written by, of course, Lowell George. He sings, of course, the song because he was mostly the front man and all that, of course, and he sang most of the stuff. An interesting thing of how the song was recorded was because it was more of the beats per measured and all that stuff. This is a quote that Paul Barrera says about how they recorded the song. This is how it goes. Lowell used to do this thing with cassette tapes where he would take the tape, cut and splice it together, not knowing what was going to happen. On Rock and Roll Doctor, there was a couple of measures that were 3.5 beats instead of 4 beats, and he would hand the tape to keyboardist Billy Payne and say, normalize this. I think within the framework of the verse, there's a 6x4 measure, which is probably we didn't get a whole lot of airplay on jukebox. If people tried to dance to it, it's like they're on the wrong foot. That's an interesting way to put that there. It was co-written by Martin Keeby, but his stage name was known as Fred Martin. When he wrote stuff with Lowell George. This was actually apparently a time in the band when the band was sort of falling out, because the band already was around for a while at this point. Even though it was their first album that really got chart success in a sense, their album Dixie Chicken was also perceived well with fans and all that stuff. And but you know, for instance, with Lil George, for instance, as a songwriter, you know, he was working with like an outside guy who was not in the group. I think there was tensions and of like what, you know, where everybody wanted to shift in a different direction. Coming at number two, we've got the song "Old Atlanta," and that is not by Lil George. That is sung by Bill Payne and written by him as well. And it was interesting because I heard the song for the first time around the same time I heard "Rock and Roll Doctor," of course, from my dad. And my dad told me about it. Because during the summer, in the beginning of the summer, I went to Atlanta with my grandma, and he, you know, said, "You should listen to this song, considering you're going to Georgia, check it out." And I listened to it, and I just, you know, loved it. It has that, like, boogie-woogie type of feel, that, you know, fast rock paced. You know, the vocals are pretty good, like, I like, you know, of course, some lyrics, like, "You can drop me off on Peach Street, I gotta feel that Georgia sun," and, you know, being in Georgia, I could see that, because the sun shines really bright there. It's a beautiful place. So, and, you know, after, I remember, even though I'm not a huge fan of TikTok, I went on TikTok after, talked a little bit about the song, and saw some videos of some people of using the song. Not a lot of people use the song, because Little Feat is very, like, in some ways obscure, especially now. A lot of people wouldn't know who they were, but so there's a few people who did pictures of, you know, places in Atlanta and put that song together in it, like, and mashed it up, which I thought was really cool in a sense. I think it's a good song. I think Bill Payne sings well on it. I think it's interesting too that the songs I really love on this is mostly from, not stuff from Lil George. Like my other, this would probably be like my favorite song on the album. There is another contender for that list after, because I heard those two songs like already, for about like since May. I started listening to the album a few weeks ago, and after Atlanta, because "Rock and Roll Doctor" is a great song, Atlanta follows up with another great song. But then, the third track, I was put in another state of mind. This song, you know, pun intended here, put my mind at rest. And that is called "Skin It Back." "Skin It Back" is by Paul Bourret. And man, is it funky. It's got the funk on this. It is the way the guitar comes in, the blam, 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 blam. Okay, I'm not gonna go too, I'm not gonna embarrass myself too much for you guys, but you know what I'm getting at. That deep kind of, you know, voice, you know, deep soulful voice, sounded a little similar to Lil George, but different in a sense. And then when you get into the chorus, it's just like, you just start like listening, like, whoa, and you're just like putting your hand, like, head together, like, yeah, and like, you know, like, that's what I'm doing the whole time. I mean, for people who are just listening, you know, you don't see it, but I'm like moving my head around, cause I'll just quote the lyrics of it. Like, "It seems that the world is keeps on turning for something. I don't doubt it. It just keeps on moving. You're a dream, and that's all that I ask for." And then when it goes more into, like, a little bit more of, like, the instrumental break, but then when he goes back to doing, like, something real, and then, like, "Please, please, darling, put my mind at rest." Like, I'm just, like, relaxed and listen to that, like, "Please, darling, put my mind at rest." I'm just gonna, like, break out in song. I'm not a good singer, so I'm not gonna do that. I'm trying to stop myself. I've been really good at that. Okay. Those are the two songs that are not sung by Lil George, and Lil George sings the rest of the songs. And let's talk about the title track of the album, which is Feet Don't Fail Me Now, which is another big song of theirs. This song was also written with Marty Kibbley, and I think also Paul Bourret as well helped out on this. It's a very, you know, just like, it's not my favorite song, but it's like got that, you know, that that boogie, got that, you know, it's a good song to, I wouldn't say dance to, but just, you know, bop your head to, or just a good, like, type of song that represents the rock and the funk kind of style, but leaning more towards the rock. They were also, you know, they do a lot of country rock, too, has a little bit of those elements in that as well. I would say definitely has those elements. That works well. There's another song on it called Spanish Moon, which is another very funk track, which is like Skin It Back in a sense of its structure, and melody kind of sounds the same, but that's another great tune. And most of the songs were produced by Lil George, like all the songs were produced except for this one. It was produced by Van Dyke Parks, Van Dyke Parks. I said that wrong. Van Dyke Parks produced it, and he was a guy who's a musician already. He was a lyricist too. He was famously known also working with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys on the album Smile, that was supposed to be the biggest hit after Pet Sounds. Of course, we never really got to hear it because of Brian's over the top drug use. The album failed and all that stuff, but Van Dyke Parks was known in the music business, and he produced that track. And then the last song on this album is a medley of the songs Cold Cold and Tripe Faced Boogie, which were both from their second album, Sailing Shoes. The medley's good here. I mean, they sound the same, just put together. In some ways, of course, I have a problem in some sense. Of course, I have a problem and don't always like when groups, especially for a studio version, I get it for a live album, but when a studio version, when a studio album, they have a recycled song that they use, I feel like, I don't know, I don't always feel like that's the best thing. I do think, it sort of is the same thing. They haven't added too much to it, just considering putting the songs together and, you know, just playing it again, you know, and all that. But, I mean, they're great songs anyway, and, they do fit the album in a sense. And it's a nice way to end the album and all that. That's what I've got to say about Little Feet's Feet's Don't Fail Me Now album. Definitely check them out. They're an interesting group. Lil George is, you know, interesting guitar player, interesting lead singer. I probably will talk more about them on the podcast later on, and all that. But this is a band that, like I said, you know, I got into from my father, not that long ago. I'm glad I got into them, and I think they've got some really good stuff. You've probably heard a Little Feet song in specific stuff. For instance, for people who don't, know the show This Is Us, that there's a song used from that. Like, there's a song from one of their albums that's in that. Pop culture as well. So that's it for the podcast. Thank you for listening, whether it's WNYO, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. I appreciate it no matter what. Thank you very, very much. One more thing too. We have a little bit of a plug-in that we're gonna be putting in. My organization at SUNY Oswego, Digital Music Association, has their programs at Tuesday at 7 and all that stuff. Tuesday at 5. That is our new program time. This is more for people who are listening to WMYO who want to go by, because, you know, not a lot of people are, you know, in Oswego too, so I have to address that too. No. So it's fun programs where we do, events focusing on music. Having people, share their crafts and share their creations. It's a great program, and definitely tune into that. But thank you guys for wherever you guys are supporting this podcast. Really appreciate it, and see you guys another time. All right, bye.